So we're here at the wonderful PI camp in Belfast, and I'm talking to Mick Filty of Sluggerotool even. There's been a lot of discussion about FOI and data releases today. Mick, what's your perspective on the reality of using FOI as a web-based journalist?
It's time-consuming, massively time-consuming. That sort of means that the people who do it tend to be cranks, obsessives, often looking in places to really try and trip people up and often not getting anything particularly useful. And I think partly because of that experience, because the mechanisms are really not permissive, they're the opposite. If it's a binary, it's at naught, not at one, then it creates a lot of frustration. There's a lot of frustration, I think, on the civil service, the sense that they're being sent to do lots and lots of work to try and dig this thing out. And it's often in a very confrontational situation. I think it's utterly dysfunctional.
So how would you make it better then?
I'm no techie, but my feeling is the architecture in which they keep the data in the first place needs to be made open. I think so. Going back to that digital, the binary thing, it needs to be switched to one rather than zero. That would make things easier for the civil servants. It would be less time consuming, and it might actually mean that where there was some confusion, the civil servants might be more open to facilitating that inquiry. So I think we need to get away from this confrontational thing. I think civil servants also need to be really clear about what is legitimately confidential and what's not. We have in the legislation about as many clauses that just allow civil servants to make what looks from the outside like arbitrary decisions about what they're going to keep and what they're not going to keep. And that makes it very difficult, even from the information commissioner's point of view, to make a clear judgment about when that's happened and when it's not. And the truth is, if you're looking at it from a civil service point of view, that always looks pejorative from the outside. Even when the decision is absolutely legitimate, it's very hard for them to communicate that this was a legitimate reason.
And so we're seeing an interesting new angle being opened up with the release of pure data from the government. Lots of numbers about expenditure, about how many ministerial cars or ambulances or whatever it is there are. I didn't mean ministerial ambulances, although perhaps we could do with a few.
Circumstances.
Do you see that as being an angle you could open up on Slugger? Are you doing that already, using the pure numbers? Or would you need to retool?
No, we've not done much of that. I think that but there is a blog in Ireland that has been doing some spectacular leadership on this. It's called thestory.ie. It's run by a journalist called Gavin Sheridan. He's all over FOI in the South and has broken a number of stories. Sometimes just by taking data that's publicly available, translating it where it needs to be into the relevant kind of spreadsheet, and then making that available publicly. And in one case, I think there's a huge amount of potential for it, but it does require a certain kind of expertise. My slight concern about it is that it's being used at the moment by very intelligent, bright, light-footed lobby groups or ginger groups for their own reasons, and they're selling journalists stories on the basis of trivia. The whole expenses story is fascinating, and I was a great fan of it. I was at the Daily Telegraph when it happened. But the problem is, MPs' expenses are a minute amount of money that the government is spending. So we need this kind of we need a facilitation process to go on whereby people can make their own legitimate inquiries of that data.
Fantastic stuff. And we've got a few seconds left on this tape, but has Cameron said he wants the Westminster government to be the most transparent in the world. Is that an ambition you think could easily, readily be shared here by the current crew in Belfast?
Do you want a straight answer?
Should we end it now?
No.
Thank you very much.